the fantastic Brendan McLaughlin. I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar to him ringing in and talking about not only cystic fibrosis, but he was a real campaigner for better services in Letterkenny Hospital and for social services as well. And he'd be sadly missed on a personal level as well as a professional level.
He was somebody who did so much to raise awareness of the condition.
He was amazing. He was the first person from Ireland with cystic fibrosis to be transplanted in England, as far as we're aware, in 1992. And as you rightly point out, he's the longest survivor. Amazingly enough, most of our patients, in fact, all of our patients would get a double lung transplant. And because it was a very small frame, Brendan only got a single lung transplant because they couldn't put in two lungs. His frame wasn't big enough. But he was amazing. I mean, not only did he have CF, but he looked after his sister who had cystic fibrosis. And his mother became elderly and needed to be looked after. He looked after her as well. So he was a real carer as well as somebody who battled against the disease.
And finally, his attitude right throughout living with his condition was something that I know a lot of people took inspiration from.
He was cheerful to the end. I mean, he was, I visited him up in the nursing home that he was staying in Dublin, very near Beaumont Hospital, and at a Mater Hospital where he got fantastic treatment, you know, from the hospital there, and also Connolly Hospital as well, gave him treatment over the years as well. And, you know, all the clinicians and the nurses were very fond of Brendan because he was always cheerful, never let the disease get him down, you know, and he battled to the end, you know, so he's a real star.